You are listening to BensTorah.com.
There's the deacon. It's Mr. Cecil. Omar, Anaiti Hashem, Yair, Yitzhava, Oysom, Sheyedu, Viaminu, Bashem. The tzibui is that they should be maimin, they should know, and they should be maimin in Hashem. Yesh Hashem, Behu, Lekim, Hoyma, Hoyva, Kadmon, Mi'ito, So the Leila, you'll come to be Eivet Hashem. Yomash has a secret there to try and keep her to you. It's also Misham Taira, Alamitzias, Alachapitz. To be a deer by Hashkochim Yemen Yotzim. In Tzitz Mitzrayim, we learn that his Baruch is the Bayer Eilam, is Hashkoch HaProtis, Gam Hayra Al-Achidish, Tim Kadmas Eilam, Lo Yishtana, Dabar Mitiba, Vitar Al-Yichaylus, Yichaylus Ter Al-Yichud. And the Ramban says further, Beis Avadim, Shehoyu Oimdim Mitzrayim Beis Avadim, Shruyim the Parim, they were betachlis slaves to Parim. Va'amr lehem zeh shehem chayovim shi'i Hashem agadol ba'nichbo ba'nair azeh lehem le'alikim. And that's what that they're mechuyah to understand and to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bayer Eilam. Shi'i avduhu ki poro iso mi'avdus Mitzrayim. So that's Mechayiv that Klal Yisrael should be Oyved Hashem, that should be Meshabed themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tetam ki avod ayhem, asher hotzeisi oisom Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Klal Yisrael is avod ayhem, they're my avodim. When did they become avodim Hashem? When he took them out of Mitzrayim. They were avodim to Paro, and now they're avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of the mitzvah's essay, to be makabel Hashem as the Bayer Eilam, the Kadmon, who's Yecholish, Hashkoch HaProtis, and that's Mechayiv to be for Avdus. To be an Eved Hashem. Morel says like this, no less a Kasha, that's a Taisus Kasha, brings on the war on Shabbos, repairing Rabbi Kiva, by Yisiyaki, the Tafka Zahar, Amarab, Abdini, Barakama, Malamba, Shekhova, Aleim, Harki, Gidus, Ba'amar Lahem, the Matem, the Kavim, the Satar, Mutav, the Imav, Shom Tehei, Kuraska. Because Baruch Hu was ma'anis Klal Yisrael to be mekabel b'tayim. Sam Rav Acha b'yagam b'kan b'yidu b'rabo l'raisu m'rova ha'fikein ha'hada kibu b'day ha'fish perish sh'nei m'kima b'kibu kima ma'ashe kibu k'vah. That's the glory. So yes, this is Taisus Kasha. B'ir inyan zeh ha'vagav sh'kvar omru nasa v'nishma. So why do you have to be kaifalein? They already said, Nasa v'nishma. They're mukhal mezubin to do the Ratzon Hashem. And again, Lama hutzach lichlis aleihem harakigiyus. Ela atam, so the Maram says, ki kabalas ha-tayra hechrechi. Tayra, makabel tayra, is not beratzon. It has to be hechrech. It has to be abdus. Avdus is you meshabed yourself. It's a mitzvah. It has to be this one. Hechrech. Meshubah. kiim the simus atayra kabalasi mechuyiv kol shechein she mechuyiv shlote hei batul atayra. So chayra the pshat in the maral is that an eved is, what is the mitzvah of an eved? The eved is kumasha kana avdos kana rabbi. An eved has no egin in mitzvah. His whole mitzvah is meshubet to do the ratzon of his order. Klai Yisrael avodahim. Klai Yisrael is like Kabbalah Sotera, the Ramban said, the Maral, this wasn't enough to say Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma could be like Eina v'tsuva v'yayisir. Nasa, with their own cheshik, their own ratzon, but it had to be hechrechi. Hechrechi means they're meshubet. There's no brayer. That's a mitzvah of an eved. An eved has no brayer. He's kornoi la'adam, and he has no brayer. It's not up to him to choose what avdus the adam wants. You say, I don't like cleaning the toilets. It's too bad. The adam says, you've got to do it. You've got to do it. I don't like doing this, Avoda. Doesn't matter. I like doing this. No, you got to do everything because it's Behechra. It's because you're an Eved. You're Eved Hashem. It says, beginning of Shmois, it says, V'hitzichu es ha'om in Mitzrayim tavgan es elohim ha'har hazeh. Kabbalah Sotera is Abdus. Tavdun, it's an avodah. Avodahim, Asher Hotzeisichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Klai Yisrael became avodim, and that's the pshat that they had to go in the golus that they had to have, the first golus, they had to be avodim. They had to have the feeling, the hergish of what it is to be an eved. So they were avde paro. Kadosh Baruch Hu made them avde paro, and then became avde Hashem. Asher Hotzeisichu Me'eretz Yisrael. That was the Kura Barzel. The Kura Barzel is that Klai Yisrael, in order to be mekabel Torah, they had to be avodah. An eved is mevatel his whole mitzias to his order. So when they were avde paro, they had no braver. They had to do whatever he wanted. It says, Moshe kibul Torah miSinai, Masru liYeshua. Ken Zayin, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mekabel Torah, who was the Adam Mikol Adam, the Midas. The Midas of Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the Anadah? The Anadah is that he's the Bible, there's no Zich. He was the biggest Anadah. The Anadah is, the Anivas is, there's no Metzias beside himself. His whole Metzias was to do the Ratzon Hashem, to be an Eved for Hashem, to be an Eved for Klai Yisrael, which is Kiddush Shem Shemayim. That was the whole Metzias of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Mele, he was Zeichet to be Mekabel Torah, to be the Mason Torah for Klai Yisrael, because there was no Zich by Yeshua. What does it say? It says by Yeshua, by Yamas Yeshua Eved Hashem. After he died, he was called Eved Hashem. Until then, he was a Mesharish Moshe. He was a Mesharish. he was Masharish. He was the Sheiris. Eben Ezra says the Sheiris like a Nar. It says in the Torah, he was called a Nar. The Frish guy, the Slavist to do the Ratzin and take care of it. And take care of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a Masharish of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal say, how is he Zeicha? One of the reasons how he was Zeicha to become the monarch of Klal Yisrael He put away the svarim.
He put away, he took care of the
safsolin. That was all shemush. The shemush for Klai Yisrael. It was no egen of Metzias. No egen of Metzias. Says by Eliezer. Eliezer said several times, Eved Avram Anochi. Eved Avram Anochi. Chazal say, Medrash says, Kibesh Yeshirish, the Emuna, is Yotzim Mechlau Baruch, and is Nikmet Mechlau Baruch. Even though he was from Chum, from Canaan, and Canaan is Ora. Avraham Avinu didn't want him for an Eden, even though he had a bas, because he's Yichus, he's from Canaan. Suppose you learn, from Canaan, but even that we were talking about Eliezer. Eliezer, he was Dailu, Mashbi, Peiris Rabba. He knew Avraham Avinu's Peirah inside out. He was Marvitz Tyre. That wasn't, that didn't make him a Baruch. What made him a Baruch? The Hisbatlis. The Hisbatlis, his total servitude to Avraham Avinu. Eved Avraham Anochi. That's what he said. Eved, he wasn't afraid to say it. Eved Avraham Anochi. And Eved, he was mevatel his whole metzias to do the shlichus of Avraham Avinu. With that, he became a Baruch. Baruch is not just yichus; it's the whole metzias of a person. So he became Eved Avraham, became a Baruch. See the kabbalas ha'teira to be a Baruch. Need to have the hispatlis. The hispatlis, you see, Zeicher, many of us in Zeicher, not that long ago, Hayom, you see, Kama, the Kama Gedolim, they mevatel themselves to the Tzarech HaKol. Rabbanan Kotler Zatzal was a Goyim entire. He was saying Shurim. He was a Rosh Hashiva in his 20s. Short, he said, by his Sheva Brachos, he was saying Shul. A brilliant guy. And Avraham Avinu came in Europe already. He was Isaac in Tzarech HaKol. When he came to America, the first couple of years, he wasn't in the Asad Yeshiva. He was Isaac in Hatzolah. Ganze Tag. Yomam Belayla. Rav Moshe Sherrod once told me, had the privilege of sitting next to him a number of times at Kassim. He told me, Rav Aaron used to call him up in the middle of the night. No, Moshe, what's this up? Did you do this? He was on its tail. Yom Belayla, he was Isaac in Tzarech HaKol. And even after he became Rosh Hashiva, when he was Miasid Lakewood, he was still Isaac and the Klal and Eretz Yisrael. He went around fundraising in 1948 that there should be a frum Knesset representative in Eretz Yisrael. It was Isaac. His whole Metzias was for Klal Yisrael. Ramesha. That's all. Ramesha, it's unimaginable. Ramesha wrote thousands and thousands of tshuvas for the Tzarech HaKol people. They say when he gave a smicha to somebody, he told people that there are two things you need: the paper that has the tzadah smichas, and you need Ramesha's phone number on it in case you have a shari. He was Marish. His whole mitzvah was for the cloud. The only time he had to learn was maybe like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning before anybody else got up. That's what he learned. And how many times did he finish shots? So you're talking about a Goyin Olam. You look at the Tshuvas and the Kedushim on Gemaras, on Gan Shas, and he says Shurim. Somebody heard the Shurim. It was very difficult to listen to his Shurim because they were so long and so complicated. Like, sometimes if somebody has a Chakira, there's two studim. The Moshe had three studim. How to learn something. And each side he had two or three that started. So he had the half cup with them. It was very difficult to listen to a shiur from Rav Moshe. You look at some of the shiurim that are printed in the Dibros Moshe. You have to have a lot of patience. But his whole metzias, he could have learned Yom HaBelayla for Zip, for his Talmidim. His askus for his bithul atzmius for kai, so you see it in all the tshuvas that he wrote. Today you have Shmuel, that's all. I mean, as I was on for Shmuel, from Philadelphia, a number of years ago, he retired, not because he wanted to retire, but he had a sleeper to retire. That's a rebellion. That's all. That should have a Jewish name. So what did he do? The ganze Tag. A gate, a rib in the ganze Welt. He was all over the world. All over the world. For Achasna to be Machazik in Russia and South America and Europe or wherever. And Achasna. The best place to, if you need to speak to the Shmuel, unless you want to do it on the phone, is to go to a Chasana. He's always there on time. He's there before everybody. And it's the best time to be able to get. He's at Chasana. He feels a shiva to go to. He's in the battle, the Gansi. The Gansi is seeing it. Kailo, Baruch Hashem, Lance Stark. But it's also, you have to understand that Moshe coming to davening is not just for Zich, it's for the Oilim. You have to be the back of yourself to the Oilim. The Oilim needs, it's ain't a dime if everybody's here, or half the Oilim is here. It makes a big Nachkamina. Makes a Nachkamina in the Chizuk. So, the way to Shtai is to you mabatel yourself to your chavusa and learn. You mabatel yourself to the tzorchei haklal. The Gemara, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says, you put on tefillin every day. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Chaver. Kadesh and Nisker, it says in the Parshias, Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Lekein Hashem Akkad, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kadesh and Nisker, Nisim and Nifloy, Sheosim Ona, Shehem Mayrim al Yichudai, Vashelo Hakayach, Vamem Shalom, Belyonim, Vetachtoinim, Lasses, Vahem Kirtonim, Vishabed, Vakadish Baruch Hu, Hanisham, Shuba Moya, Vagama Lev, Shehu Iker, Hakayvis, Hamach Shalom, The Machshava, when a person puts on tefillin, is that he's being Meshavid himself. To be Meshavid his neshama, Meshavid his bayach, his mind, his kavanas, and his lave, his taivas, to do the ratzon Hashem, to do the makayim Torah and mitzvos.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.